Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, hold on to your hats, folks. We're diving into the huge news shaking the programming world. Microsoft is rewriting TypeScript in Go.
Whoa, wait, Go? Seriously? I thought the internet consensus was that Go was like so yesterday? Not exactly cutting edge, you know?
I know, right? Total curveball. But hear me out. TypeScript, as beloved as it is, has a problem. It's written in itself, which isn't ideal for while building things like itself.
Got it. So self-hosting created a bottleneck?
Exactly. No low-level optimization, no direct memory access, no native multi-threading. It's like trying to run a marathon in flip-flops. They needed a language that could handle the heavy lifting.
So why not C++, Rust, or even good old C#? Why Go?
Portability, my friend. Portability. It's not a complete rewrite from scratch, but a port. They're translating TypeScript code line by line into Go, preserving the original behavior, quirky compiler errors and all, but with a 10x speed boost. Imagine, VS Code compile time slashed from 70 seconds to a mere 7. Boom.
Impressive. But Go, isn't that like Google's thing? A bit awkward, no?
Totally. Like using your rival's secret recipe to bake a better cake. But hey, credit where credit's due. Microsoft chose the right tool for the job, even if it meant swallowing their pride a little.
So, when can we expect this TypeScript Go hybrid to hit the streets?
Not anytime soon, I'm afraid. We're at TypeScript 5.8 now, but the Go-powered version won't arrive until TypeScript 7. So buckle up for a long wait.
I see, interesting. I do appreciate their decision to prioritize performance, though, even if it's a long wait. It will definitely improve things, you know, for larger projects especially.
Absolutely. And while we wait, remember those frustratingly slow compile times in VS Code? Gone. Poof. Vanished into the ether, thanks to the magic of Go. Who would have thought?
So, in the end, a win for developers, even if it came from an unexpected source. It's like a plot twist in a tech thriller.
Haha, exactly. And on that note, we wrap up this episode of Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.